Good morning, hello, and welcome. My name is Ed. This is Ed Says, and be prepared for me to say a great many thing. 888-574-2723 is the number into the studio for you to have your say on anything you wish, as we will talk about the budget mess here in Connecticut, Puerto Rico getting kicked while it's down from what should be an unexpected source, but not shocking these days. And, of course, the debate rages on. About the flag and protesting the anthem, this, that, and the other. I've always said that there are people smarter than me, far more articulate than me. And when I come across them, I allow them the opportunity to make me sound smarter or to at least make the point I am attempting to make. And Bob Costas was on CNN, and I have some audio as he pretty much frames what I have been saying about this fake patriotism, this easy patriotism, wrapping oneself in the flag and saying patriot without actually doing anything.
Part of what's happened is that sports and patriotism and the flag have been conflated to such an extent that people can't separate out any nuance. If you go to see Hamilton, which is about the founding of the Republic, no one says, wait a minute, don't raise the curtain until we hear the national anthem. When you went to see Private Ryan, no one said, turn off the projector, Saving Private Ryan. No one said, turn off the projector until we've had the national anthem. It's in sports where this stuff happens. Sometimes movingly, sometimes I'd submit cynically, because wrapping yourself in the flag and honoring the military is something which no one is going to object to. We all respect their sacrifice. We all honor their sacrifice. And yet, what it has come to mean is that the flag is primarily and only about the military.
What Bob Costas said there, he used the word nuance, which is something that I have said. I've also said scratching. We're superficial. We don't dig beneath. Let it be clear. Let me make it clear that the flag of the United States of America is not a wholly militaristic item. It represents every citizen. And you can have served and worn or wear the uniform and be wrong about this debate. Serving does not make you automatically holier than thou, right on everything, get a pass, or else we wouldn't have war crimes. We wouldn't have military police. We wouldn't see people get in trouble while wearing that uniform. Serving does not make you right. So people who are against this idea of protest can trot out all the servicemen and women they want in their uniforms, and it is as simplistic as Costas just mentioned as slapping a bumper sticker on your car that says I love America. Actions speak louder than words, or bumper stickers in this case. But Costas continues.
This is no disrespect to the military. It's a huge part of the narrative. But Martin Luther King was a patriot. Susan B. Anthony was a patriot. Dissidents are patriots. School teachers and social workers are patriots. And yet at Yankee Stadium, we can shift sports. Not only do they play the national anthem before the game, but they play God Bless America at the seventh inning stretch 81 times a year at home games. And in every case, they say, please rise as the Yankees honor a military guest. I have no problem with that. I stand every time I'm in the ballpark, no matter what it is, I stand. And I certainly respect the military person they bring out there. But there's never a school teacher. There's never a social worker. Patriotism comes in many forms. And what has happened is that it's been conflated with kind of a bumper sticker kind of flag waving and with the military only, so that people cannot see that in his own way, Colin Kaepernick, however imperfectly, is doing a patriotic thing. And so too are some of these other players.
If you can't make that distinction, you are wrong. Know that that American flag is on the moon, brought there by astronauts via NASA. It wasn't the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marines that flew it there. The American flag does not belong wholly to the military. And I've said it before. Why are we having this nationalistic tradition before a sporting event? Well, know your history. I've explained it before. It is easy. It is easy to wave the flag and cheer America. But what are you doing? Kaepernick's whole thing is about the inequality in the justice system. And if you're a person that recognizes it, which I think most people do when faced with the evidence that, hey, guess what? Poor people and people of color tend to have a rougher time of it when it comes to the justice system, whether it's interaction with the police or actually going through the courts. And you're upset about a man kneeling. And remember, this happened under Obama's watch, if it's his fault, which some of you might say. It has nothing to do with the president. It has nothing to do with the flag. It has nothing to do with the military. As some comment I said, thinking about this is about the flag is thinking that Rosa Parks' protest was about public transportation. She used the bus as an illustration. Kaepernick used the anthem as a way to illustrate, as a way to get that message out. And after speaking with a veteran, he stopped sitting, because that's how this initially started, and he kneeled, because kneeling was seen as more respectful. But guess what? That's not enough for you, because you disagree with it. Get out of here with your fake patriotism. Now, people are making a big deal about Steelers, Alejandro Villanueva, as he was standing outside the locker room with his hand over his heart, and they were saying, look, there he is. He is a veteran, and he's saying he's standing up for America. Villanueva, that's what I... Get out of here with your correcting. You just sit there and answer the phones. He said it was a miscommunication, saying, ultimately, I threw my teammates under the bus unintentionally. This is after many people who support Trump and his attack on the NFL, rather than focusing on Puerto Rico, propped him up as a hero. And he goes, nope, it was just a miscommunication that put me out there. He also went on to say, people that are taking a knee are not saying anything negative about the military. They're not saying anything negative about the flag. They're trying to protest the fact that there are some injustices in America. And if you can't see that, if you can't accept that, if you don't get, as Costas says, the nuance of that, then you cannot be helped. You are too thick-headed, you are too stubborn, you are too nationalistic to realize that it isn't about you, it isn't about the anthem, it is about the mistreatment of a section of our population who should have equal rights under the law, but in often cases they do not. 888-574-2723. Let's go to Joe in Newington. Good morning, Joe.
Ed, how you doing?
Doing all right. What's up?
Hey, don't you think if Trump really wanted to do something about this, he would stop the taxpayer funding of these NFL stadiums and locker rooms and weight rooms and shower rooms, and, you know, instead of tweeting out expletives like he's doing? When you think about it, we're, you know, not us in Connecticut, but and, you know, we're the owners of these teams. We should have a say in what's going on with our taxpayer funding that funds them.
Well, that's more on a local level, and I agree with you. I think if this is a business, which it is, they should be taking care of it themselves. But all too often, the jurisdictions get involved. Here's the thing. This is just an illustration of Trump's inability to actually lead. All he does is attack. And for what reason? I thank you for the call. Let's go to Gabriella in Windsor. Good morning, Gabriella. What can I do for you?
No, what can I do? No, I want to express my thoughts because you're talking about expression, okay?
All right, you got a minute. Go.
Okay. Kaepernick admired Che Guevara and Fidel Castro and on both. Kaepernick is nothing but a disgruntled, young, rich, a spoiled SOB that want fame. He don't care nothing about the black youth of America because he haven't done anything.
All right, Gabriella, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there because you're wrong. You are wrong. Why don't you take the time? Hang up on Gabriella, please. I've argued with Gabriella for years. I thought she stopped listening. She came into the building to complain about me to my bosses in person. And it's no use. She will continue to talk over me. So you made your point. You said he's young and rich and does nothing to help the youth. You are so wrong. Go look up the millions of dollars he's contributed, far more than your precious Trump ever has. Anytime Trump contributed, where is the money he promised for the victims of the hurricanes? Where is it? Have we seen it given yet? He said he would donate. Have we seen it? Kaepernick has donated his money and time. You might not agree with him. You might be right. Actually, Costa said just as much in his interview, that said Kaepernick is a flawed messenger for this because he is young and he is angry, but he should be angry. If you were getting arrested and treated poorly and incarcerated, which is not to say he is, but youth that look like him are, you might be angry too, but you're targeting the messenger. He's young and rich. And he's, you said he wants fame. He was already famous. He actually gave that up. What sacrifice have you made like that? The man has no job now because bigoted, nationalistic owners will pass on him because of his movement. He made a sacrifice bigger than anything you might have. The man isn't rich, isn't famous anymore. He's infamous now because he's being attacked by the president. He's not even doing it anymore. Others have carried on. 888-574-2723. If you're on hold, stay there. Apparently somebody thinks I don't know anything. Well, your chance to prove your ignorance is next.
Brad Davis here for my friends at Lenses Only. Now, you've heard me talk about the great value the folks at Lenses Only provide. Need new glasses? Don't spend money on expensive frames. Bring in your old frames, and Lenses Only will replace just the lenses. Because at Lenses Only, lenses are always on sale, and now Lenses Only is even better. Can't make it to their stores? Well, just call Lenses Only at 860-769-2020 and tell them you want to use their direct express service. They'll take your address and send you a postage paid box. Just put your old glasses and your current prescription in it and mail. In a few days, you'll have a brand new pair of prescription lenses in your frames sent right back to your home. Lenses Only, 812 Park Avenue, Bloomfield, 42 Pratt Street, Hartford, and now open in Meriden in the Big Y Plaza, 533 South Broad Street, 860-769 2020.
This is House Call for Health. If you think going to the dentist is scary, imagine having a root canal done by a robot. Well, that might soon be a reality for some, as China claims it's completed its first successful autonomous dental implant surgery on a patient with minimal error. The brave woman stepped forward and volunteered to have a robot replace two of her teeth with dental implants. According to initial reports, the robot was able to adjust to the patient's movements and complete the procedure without any intervention from medical staff. The robot was developed by researchers at a Beijing university and a division of the Military Medical University. Researchers believe that among the many benefits a robot will bring to dentistry is a lack of human error. They believe using a robot gives the dentist an advantage in maneuvering around a patient's mouth in small spaces, which is something humans may struggle with. For more on this story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News.
Ed Says, on the Talk of Connecticut, unbiased, unabashed. Join in, 888-574-2723.
That is the number. Feel free to call in. Let's go to John in Litchfield. Good morning, John.
Yes, Ed, how are you?
Go right ahead.
Ed, the national anthem is not just about the military. The national anthem supports not only our men and women that are fighting for our country, it supports our first responders, the people that ran into 9/11, ran into the buildings as they were coming down and didn't run away. The national anthem and the flag symbolizes our heritage. We don't just use the flag to support our military. Our military men and women, the proud people that they are, they go wherever our commander-in-chief sends them to protect our freedoms. The men and women that fight for this country will stand up and say, this is the reason that we fought, to give you people the right to protest like that. It's the American people that stand up. We support our military for doing that. And you take all these overpaid people that are in the NFL, they have achieved the American dream. They have overcome the oppression that they claim exists in America today. If the people don't, if they feel that they're getting arrested unfairly and they're being prosecuted unfairly, that old saying still stands. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. What is wrong with that?
All right, so let's back up a little. The flag doesn't just represent the military and the first responders and that list. You know who you left off? All the other citizens of the United States of America. That is what the flag represents. Every single one of us. And you know what? You can appreciate and you can applaud people who serve, but it certainly does not give them an elevation over the rest of us. There is no draft, sir, and I'm pretty sure everyone who serves collects a paycheck, do they not?
Listen, every single person...
Answer the question.
Hold on one second. Hold
no,
on.
Answer, really the, answer the simple question, because you said these overpaid athletes who dedicated the entirety of their careers and lives to get there, because they're overpaid, should they not have a voice anymore? Should they not use that voice to help those who might be in need?
Ed, I'll answer your question. The military people did get paid. I agree with that. But the people that are the true heroes in our country and what our flags stand for, it's for the teacher that goes to work every day in these inner city schools that help these kids achieve the American dream. It's the firefighters that run in and save the lives of people who can't get out on their own. It's the guys who take the time to coach Little League, the ladies who take the time to coach Little League, the ones who stand at the shopping plazas with their kids to raise money, to help their kids live the American dream. That's what the flag stands for. Whether you're getting paid for it or not, the people who invest their time to make it better for our next generation, our elderly, to make it better, who don't get paid for it, that's the fabric of America. That's what the American flag stands for.
So, John, do you realize that Colin Kaepernick is one of those people?
What has Colin Kaepernick done than take a knee? You don't see Colin Kaepernick in the inner city. You don't see Colin Kaepernick.
No, you don't see him. You don't see him. And that is what's the problem. What do you think? He's just taking the knee? Why don't you do your research and bother to check the time that he spends with charities and the time he spends with kids and how much money? Let's see. September 15, 2017, Colin Kaepernick gets charity award for NFLPA.
Why did he get the charity award for the NFLPA?
The Players Union has honored him with award for his work in the community, even though he doesn't have a job. He donated $1 million. He donated $1 million to various charities, as well as proceeds. No, you are wrong here. You want to talk about
ignorance? Hold on. Let me finish.
You just said Kaepernick. What does he do? I just told you.
Ed, you talk about ignorance.
Yeah.
The ignorance is you, because Colin Kaepernick did that because he wants to try and get his starting position.
Oh my God.
NFL.
He did that before that. You
are
such.
He was not doing that before he took the knee.
You're wrong. You are demonstrably wrong. Look at the mountain of evidence. But your hatred, and dare I say perhaps racism, is what's driving you.
Yeah, right, racism.
Then why are you so mad?
Do you know what real racism really is?
Oh yeah, John. You have it so bad. Tell me, please.
All right, I'll tell you what racism is.
Tell me.
Racism is this. When you have a person of color that goes for a job that is an upstanding person, has never done anything wrong in their life, never. They are an American. They're not even a person of color. And they go to get a job, and the person hiring that person looks and says, where does this person stand? Do they stand on the side of the people in Ferguson? Do they stand on the side of the NFL players that are protesting, or don't they? That's where the racism comes in. When a good, upstanding American has to lose a job or not get a job because those thoughts go through an HR person's mind.
Well, John,
that's being called
accountable for your actions. I thank you for the call, no matter how wrong you are. Goodbye. The fact that you are basing your entire argument, one, you said that what has Colin Kaepernick done, and a simple Google search will give you the list of things, time and money he's donated. You're ill-informed, which, as I said, is ignorant to the facts. That is not meant to be an insult. It is the language. It is words have meaning, and I am explaining them to you. Second of all, you implied that Colin Kaepernick did all that to try to get his job back. All of this was done prior to that. Just because he didn't wave the flag and say, look at me doing all these good things, it went under your radar. Surprise, surprise, people can do good things without drawing attention to themselves. And yes, might he be misguided in some of his political beliefs and his idea of not voting? Sure, but that doesn't detract from the message of there is a systemic imbalance for people of color in this country when it comes to justice. But you are undercutting him by saying, what has he done? First of all, he doesn't need to do anything. I don't need to donate any amount of money or time in order to protest, to bring attention to a cause. There is no prerequisite. So check yourself and ask yourself why you're really mad at him. Because there is no checklist. Did you donate? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? No. You can protest any damn time you want because this is America. Superficial. Not scratching but the surface. Not getting below. Not getting into the details. Two callers. What has Colin Kaepernick done? He's just trying to be famous. One, he's already famous. When he started his protest in October, he pledged over 10 months $1 million. He's now at $900,000. He has given money just in June. This is the most recent update. June, Dream in Harlem, which gives... He gave $25,000, baseball and football supplies, college trips, food and overnight lodging, bus expenses. Coalition for the Homeless gets $25,000. Justice League, New York City, $25,000. United We Dream, $25,000. That's just in June alone. I can go back to May if you want, and it's detailed. The Dreamville Foundation, $34,000. Lower East Side Girls Club, $33,000. 100 Suits for 100 Men. $33,000. You want me to keep going? April of 2017. $25,000. $25,000. Grassroots Leadership, $25,000. American Friends Service Committee, $25,000. Why don't you take a moment before you get mad at Kaepernick and look at the teams who are signing people like Ezekiel Elliott and Josh Brown, but who have ousted a man who did nothing but sit or kneel silently. The man is nothing if not an upstanding citizen. He is giving the money. And again, that money and time isn't a prerequisite to have a voice. Again, using the Rosa Parks thing, Rosa Parks' protest wasn't about public transportation. You guys are getting that lost. And Rosa Parks, did they ask, well, what has she done aside from that? She's just looking for attention. You are so cynical and have bought so much into this nationalistic ideal. Waving the flag is easy. Screaming America is easy. My last caller detailed how the flag isn't just about the military, but the first responders and the teachers. But he didn't take it far enough. It is about every American citizen, particularly Puerto Rico, which our president, rather than trying to help, decided to use Twitter to detail the financial problems they've been having. There are people who will die over there. And those of you who love the veterans and love this nation might like to know the story of Miguel Oliveira, no relation to me, 75 years old. As he was in Cambodia, he was hit by Agent Orange. He survived and is living in Puerto Rico. He has no power. He has one vial of insulin in a refrigerator that has no power. It could spoil. And the president is tweeting about the financial situation that Puerto Rico is in, rather than talking about saving lives. And you're mad at Colin Kaepernick and some, in your mind, overpaid athletes. First of all, the reason they make what they make is because you're willing to shell out the money for the tickets. You're willing to shell out the money for the merchandise. You're willing to paint yourself. I said prior to all of this happening that maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should go to less games and we'll see that go down. When the audience dwindles, they will have to adjust the prices. But they're taking us for all we're worth because you're going to go. And maybe, just maybe, the national anthem shouldn't be part of sporting events. Maybe it should be held and kept for military and official government business. I certainly don't need it. And all of you fake patriots out there who are mad at athletes for not standing, where's your fat rear end when the game starts and you can hear somebody singing it? Your hands in the Cheetos, your other hand's holding a beer, and your butt is planted firmly on the couch. Let's go to Steve in Bloomfield. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Ed. Did you do the same research on Trump? Because you threw out that. Where's the million he promised? The research that you'd see
that they came out with exactly where that money went.
Where did
it
go?
I don't have it in front of me, but it was they cut out a list and they had the money amounts into who it went. So I'm sure it's easily Googleable.
I'm Googling right now, Trump million dollar donation, and I'm seeing nothing.
All right, so I'll find it and call you back.
Please do, because
my father was a fireman.
What you're doing though is throwing information out there, and
you're
saying it happened
by saying where is it as if he didn't pay it, didn't you? Without knowing.
But what I'm saying is you're throwing it out there. Where is it? Where is the information?
Well, you threw out that he didn't pay it. That was what you kind of alluded to. I don't think that was fair either without knowing. But
I have
black then, huh?
I have the ability to look it up. You came prepared to say
Ed,
that.
Can I just say my point? My father
I'm
was
hoping
a fireman
you would.
In the late. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
The late 70s. My father was a fireman. He took the test for lieutenant. He scored a 98 on the test. An African American gentleman scored a 75. And they were going to appoint him to lieutenant over my father based on the color of his skin. Do you think that was fair, Ed?
No, I don't.
Right. Well, that's called affirmative action. It's been going on for a long time. I don't want the guy pulling up with 74% of the knowledge. I'd like the 98%. So when I hear white privilege, you know, we can't say, oh, black people commit more crimes based on the fact that jails are full of them. We can't say that because we're racist. But if you turn it around, you can certainly lump all police, white policemen, as racist and as if their lives have been.
Well, Steve, again, you're simplifying
white,
something that's
wrong.
Bigger than what you're simplifying it down to. It has to do with socioeconomics as well, but that's too simple or too complicated for you, right? Your grandfather, your uncle, whoever,
you agreed
got
with
slighted.
Me that it was wrong. Now you're saying it was right that they did that to my father?
No, I'm just saying you feel slighted, right? You feel that he was slighted?
I feel reverse racism is just
first
as
of all, reverse
racism.
Racism isn't a thing.
Oh, really? So
racism is racism.
It isn't. So the color of his skin was the only thing that mattered.
I would call that racist, not reversed racist.
Okay,
reverse racism.
Fine.
You can't have a reverse thing. The reverse of racism is acceptance.
Right. So, Ed, would you
but
be
you
just
feel
as
slighted.
Tolerant?
You feel slighted because your daddy didn't get the job.
If someone walked into your office today wearing Trump won, get over it, would you consider that okay? I mean, it's his First Amendment right? This boss should not fire him, right?
I agree. Feel free to wear your Trump won, get over it.
Do you really think that's happening? Do you really think that would happen? You don't see that there's a...
Well, see, what you're confusing again is free speech doesn't protect you from criticism. So I would imagine somebody wearing that shirt is inviting conversation. And if they're not, they should say, I'm not interested in talking about this. And then I would leave them alone. But if they're wearing that shirt.
Colin, I found that if I ever want to make a point, I think the best way is not to tick off people. Colin Kaepernick did what he did knowing that this would not start a good conversation.
What's happened now?
Where's the conversation? Well, it's all about we want to talk about it. That's why he's doing it. Well, why aren't we?
Well,
why
you know why, Steve? You know why, Steve?
Why isn't he sitting down and having interviews?
Steve, do you know why?
And making his point.
Do you know why we're not talking about it? Because people are more angry about the song and the flag rather than people's lives and thoughts. That's the problem.
You could call any of the mainstream media tomorrow and say, I want to sit down and tell you
Thank you. I appreciate the call. I just can't with this mainstream media nonsense. It's just the media. 888-574-2723. Let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Mark, you there?
Ed, oh my gosh, I am having a good time. Everybody should start the day off with a laugh, so I appreciate you and all your callers. So listen, the one stat you didn't give about Colin Kaepernick is his stats on being a quarterback. For me personally, again, sticking with what his job was supposed to do is to win Super Bowls, he didn't do a good job there. Obviously, it did affect him for all this nonsense with him kneeling. And why I say nonsense is it seems to me, and you allude to it, is patriotism, and even Bob Costas, is patriotism not an individual type of idea, or we all have our own thoughts of what that means? Would you say that? Like, just like religion, like, I would never try to force you to believe in a religion. I know you're an atheist. But, and you'd probably get mad at me, right? You'd probably be like, hey, don't dictate to me how I should feel about a higher power or anything else besides what we're living right now. So this, I call it extreme narcissism. So whether it's a talk show host like you or the newspaper or a Bob Costas, you know, he's supposed to be talking about sports. You know, it's funny how people think they could dictate to me how I should feel about an individual thing like patriotism, just like you feel about religion.
I'm not dictating
where
anything.
Where is this extreme narcissism, like, you know better than I do how I should feel and react?
Well, what is this format for other than relaying information? You are welcome to feel as you want to feel. You know what? You can be upset that Kaepernick is taking a knee. I think you are misguided if you're upset about it because you're missing the bigger picture. But if you're one of those people who feel like he shouldn't have a job and that, you know, he gets what's coming to him and maybe if something bad happens, he shouldn't call it, like, because you're, one, misconstruing his message. That is what I rail against. And I rail against the president.
I have a problem with his, not message, which is, you know, it's his message and he has a right to it. It's his method. So another word starts with an M, but his message got lost in his method. He has so many. Listen, 24/7.
Right. So you're upset
sports,
about the way he's protesting. You don't like
that?
He should protest the way you think he should.
Listen, again, you know, we're going to go back to it. If you're getting paid by somebody, you're doing a job.
That's not your place to say. That's the boss's place.
I've had to conform to constraints that I did not like myself.
Right,
but
that's the boss's place. That's his union to fight for him. That's his boss's place to tell him whether he can or cannot. And his boss has never said no. But we have the president of the United States of America weighing in saying his bosses should tell him no, even though he weighed back in 2013 saying Obama should stay out of it when President Obama commented on the Washington football name. I thank you for the call.
Hold on 1 second.
No, I got to go. I got a break. You're not getting the last word today. It is an emotional response. And that's what a protest is supposed to do. It is supposed to draw your attention to it. Everybody who's, he could have gone about it a different way. Really? What way would have got your attention? But the thing is, we're so stupid as a society and so egotistical, narcissistic, to think that America first, wrap myself in the flag, makes me a good American. You know what makes you a good American? Helping your neighbors when they need help. Paying your taxes that you owe rather than trying to run around. Maybe releasing your tax returns to let people know you paid said taxes. This idea that there was some sort of checklist that he had to go down, that he had to get your approval for his protest, his silent protest. Do you know how many people on the sideline probably are milling about during the game, during the anthem? You haven't cared? Oh, that Gatorade guy, why is he still walking around? Salute the flag! America! It's so simplistic. You can scream America and freedom, but you can't live it. And that's the problem. So let me just go back to a previous caller who mentioned his father is a firefighter who got passed over, affirmative action. And I say that is unfair, but I asked that gentleman to think prior to his father, perhaps maybe there were qualified black individuals who were passed over by those who were unqualified simply because they were white. Do two wrongs make a right? What came first, the chicken or the egg? If we really had a world where people were judged on their actions and their abilities, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all, but sadly, we do not. And then the other caller, or maybe it was the same one, asking about Trump's donations. I was able to find a link from the 6th, so 20 days ago. Brian, if you can try to look around, because he promised he would give the money. The White House said Trump would give $100,000 to this thing, that thing, the other. Then all these other, gave a list of who they would give to. But it was not immediately clear from the statement whether the charities had received the donations or whether the checks would be arriving in the coming days. Now, this was 20 days ago, so those checks might have been delivered. But Trump has a record of making pledges and not giving them. He had often promised to give the proceeds of various business ventures, whether it's a book, a TV show, or his university. But often he would pay off those pledges with money from his foundation. which is a charity filled with other people's money. Or he did not fulfill the pledges at all. None of the $5 million he earned from Trump University was given away. Last year, he made a promise to give $1 million of his own money to veterans' causes, along with $5 million he'd raised. In January, just before the Iowa caucuses, he did that. Months later, Lewandowski told the Washington Post that Trump had given the money away, but that the details were secret. The money was actually still in Trump's pocket. He only gave away $1 million later under heavy media scrutiny. So you ask yourself, who do I trust more when it comes to donations? It ain't Trump. Meanwhile, Trump invoking the name of Pat Tillman, the NFL player who gave up his job as a football player and went to serve in the military and was killed in a suspicious friendly fire incident. Wife coming out saying his service should never be politicized in a way that divides us. And saying that multiple times that she disagrees with Donald Trump. Saying that if Pat were still alive, he would as well. 888-574-2723. And Tillman is a name invoked often in this when they talk about football players, this, that, and the other. The right to protest is what wars are fought for. That is what we were built on. There is no requirement to pledge, to stand, to do anything. If I want to sit and eat my nachos during the national anthem, I can, and should not be harassed for it. But there are people who will harass. And then if that turns into criminal harassment, then they should be arrested. That's how it works. Why are you so worried about what other people do? Let's see. Is Dennis in Waterbury there? Let's go to Dennis.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got? Hurry up. I got 7 minutes left. Let's go. Dennis.
Hello.
Yeah,
yes,
all right.
This is Ed.
Yes.
Wow. Ed, I find you're riled up today. You're kind of insulting to some of these people calling in.
Poor babies.
You know?
Poor
I
things.
Know. I just
toughen up.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it just seems like you're not going to be happy, Ed, until you tear down all the statues, get rid of the flags, and remove the national anthem.
I'm not asking to remove it. I'm asking it for it to be played appropriately. Do you even know why it's played at sporting events?
No.
Well, then call me back. Do your research. Call me back. Who's next? 888-574-2723. Tim from Hamden. I don't have time to educate the masses. This show has been cut down to an hour of my own volition. I'm thinking of jettisoning it entirely because it is an exercise in frustration every day. Plus, I have a very heavy workload, but I do enjoy it. But if you're going to come to the table, and I want to discuss, and I don't want to insult, and so if you take me saying things as an insult, that's you just being a sensitive snowflake. But come prepared. Come prepared. Know what the history of the national anthem is at sporting events and realize the absurdity of it when we don't do it at other things. Tim, what's going on?
Well, good morning. Brother, you're on fire today. Hey, I woke up this morning, turned on a rock station, and it was, you don't like this country, leave it. And I was like, am I listening to Archie Bunker?
Oh, goodness. Was that one of our stations?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah, I know exactly who that was. I can only assume.
You know, it's kind of this mentality, and you know, continue to divide us. Let's not talk about the important issues. You know, we're like race relations. Let's talk about 4 million U.S. citizens who
without water.
We should be sending
people who say that if you don't like it, leave it. Are the ones who have it a-okay? And they are unable to see that maybe some other people don't have it so good. And whether they were born into privilege or maybe they were able to work their way into privilege, they have no ability to see that maybe there are people that were in worse situations or in better who maybe had a bad hand dealt to them who are now in worse situations. They see reality as what they have lived. They don't understand that there are experiences outside of their own. And that's sad. Your life is singular and individual, and your experience is not what everyone has.
Well, let me just say that, you know, we should be sending our military fleets, aircraft carriers, other, you know, ships with supplies, power, all sorts of things to our U.S. citizens in Puerto Rico to start working as feverishly as possible instead of, you know, so many of our great
people in the military who are sitting in their butts, you know, not doing anything. It's time to start motivating these people, start sending these people to where they can be doing some good along those lines. But I also wanted to say, I think I'm going to start calling the president, President Pig, because there were more Howard Stern tapes released where, you know, he's essentially just like Billy Bush. This man, you know, I didn't stand for what Bill Clinton did, but this president, you know, talking about how beautiful his daughter is and sexy and, you know, still grabbing people in the you-know-whats. You know, this is not a one-off kind of situation. The guy spent years on a shock jock station, you know, talking all the racy stuff because he thought it'd be hip and cool. Now he's the president. Now he's, you know, twittering things that shouldn't be said to the public. He's not leading by example.
Well, to,
and
to
he's shaking his fist at a madman trying, we may have nuclear war over.
To use a football quote, they are, he is who we thought he was. I appreciate the
absolutely.
Call.
He is, and I'll just leave you with this. We have to start talking about the word impeachment. We have to. Russia is at the gate. See you later, Ed. Have a good one.
He is who we thought he was. If you didn't know going in, and if new tapes are required to let you know the man is garbage, then you weren't paying attention. I mean, it's that simple. 888-574-2723. It looks like I got one more call left. Is Robert still there? Robert in Torrington, are you there?
Yeah, Ed, listen, another name for the president, the BS in chief, the BSer in chief. Anyway, he goes out and says how patriotic he is, but then a man who's dying, John McCain, he goes out there, a war hero, attacks him relentlessly because he doesn't agree with his politics about the health care. And John McCain served in the Army, and all these veterans that are flying the flag, like you say, it's not just because you're saluting. Look at your actions. You take your fellow soldier, John McCain, who served and fought and stood up for his men, and then you take Donald Trump, who went to a military school, and he said he played baseball and hit on women, and you say this BSer-in-chief is more patriotic than John McCain. Well, you get what you pay for when you vote for a BSer like that. Thanks,
thank
Ed.
You for the call, and you're absolutely right. This is a man who said he was the best baseball player in the state of New York, yet needed deferments in order to not serve his country, had the audacity to insult John McCain and Gold Star families, and yet there are those of you out there who still support him because of his simplistic, nationalistic message, because it is easy to wave the flag and go, I'm American, love it or leave it. Guess what? Your way of life isn't the only way in America. You are anti-American, most likely. If you say love it or leave it, you are not living up to the standards and virtues set in the foundation of this country. All right? If you're upset that Kaepernick and others are kneeling or sitting or linking arms, then you are not living up to the expectations of this country. You are falling short. You are failing. Saying you support the troops and waving the flag doesn't count. Particularly if you love the flag so much and you're still waving a tattered one and haven't replaced it, or if you're wearing it as clothing or using it as plates or, I don't know, changing it in order to support whatever cause you like. Those of you with the blue line flags, you're not supposed to do that to the flag. At least I respect it enough to know and treat it properly. It takes effort to treat the flag properly. All of those things are codified, but you wouldn't bother to know because it's just easier to yell at people. But guess what? There is nothing codified that says you have to do this or you have to do this. They say you should, but you don't have to because this is America. We leave the have to other countries where the freedom isn't the same. That does it for today's show. I'm positive I reached no one. I can only hope for the future. Thank you to Brian, my producer, for dealing with me and correcting me when I mispronounce something. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m.